Phoenix Audio presents.
Helter Skelter, the true story of the Manson murders, by Vincent Bugliosi, prosecutor of the Tate-LaBianca trials, with Kurt Gentry, 25th anniversary edition. It was so quiet, one of the killers would later say, you could almost hear the sound of ice rattling in cocktail shakers in the homes way down the canyon. The canyons above Hollywood and Beverly Hills play tricks with sounds. A noise clearly audible a mile away may be indistinguishable at a few hundred feet. It was hot that night, but not as hot as the night before, when the temperature hadn't dropped below 92 degrees. The three-day heat wave had begun to break a couple of hours before, about 10 p.m. on Friday, to the psychological as well as the physical relief of those Angelenos who recalled that on such a night, just 4 years ago, Watts had exploded in violence. Though the coastal fog was now rolling in from the Pacific Ocean, Los Angeles itself remained hot and muggy, sweltering in its own emissions. But here, high above most of the city and usually even above the smog, it was at least 10 degrees cooler. Still, it remained warm enough so that many residents of the area slept with their windows open, in hopes of catching a vagrant breeze. All things considered, it's surprising that more people didn't hear something. But then it was late, just after midnight, and 10,050 Cielo Drive was secluded. Being secluded, it was also vulnerable. Cielo Drive is a narrow street that abruptly winds upward from Benedict Canyon Drive, one of the canyon's cul-de-sacs, easily missed, though directly opposite Bella Drive, comes to a dead end at the high gate of 10,050.